This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, May 9th. I'm Patricia Naft. It's 8 o'clock. One person is dead and one police officer is injured after shooting broke out on I-70 east of Glenwood Springs yesterday morning. The shooting shut down I-70 for several hours. Colorado Department of Transportation spokeswoman Tracy Truelove said the closures were done to allow emergency vehicles access to the scene of the shooting. Eastbound lanes were completely reopened by 2 p.m., while westbound lanes reopened about 5:15 p.m. near Wolcott. Authorities said Officer Hoffacker and another trooper who were riding in the same car on the way to a training session stopped to assist a motorist pulled over on the side of the westbound I-70 at mile marker 129. The shooting happened within 5 minutes. According to 7 News, the suspect was 40-year-old Thomas Ornlas. Ornlas had a lengthy, violent criminal record, according to state records. In August 1990, he pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in a Denver case. Later, Ornlas was charged with multiple crimes in Montrose County. He was sentenced to unsupervised probation in 2007 after he pleaded guilty to third-degree assault. And in 2010, he was sentenced to probation after pleading guilty to obstructing a peace officer. Ornlas was out on a $75,000 bond in a case out of Mesa County. In that case, he pleaded not guilty to 9 counts, including 2 counts of attempted second-degree murder. He was scheduled to go to trial in September. Garfield County Sheriff Lou Valerio said Hoffacker was shot when he approached the driver's side window. The second trooper, who was approaching the car on the passenger side, returned fire and killed the driver, Valerio said. Fortunately, there was a second trooper to take care of the suspect before he could do any more harm to the trooper who was already injured, Valerio said. He said investigators didn't yet know how many shots were fired. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. Colorado has achieved another first in the realm of marijuana legislation. On Wednesday, the legislature passed a law creating the country's first banking system for the pot industry. As Reuters reports, the plan will create a state-run credit union where marijuana dispensary owners can create bank accounts. That's important because currently most banks and credit unions won't accept cash from pot shops. That means many dispensaries have lots of cash sitting around, making them targets for thieves. Even if Governor Hickenlooper signs the bill into law, it's not clear whether the Federal Reserve will approve it. Supporters say the law is largely symbolic and is intended to force the federal government to definitely say whether marijuana shops can access banking services. That's according to the Denver Post. In February, the Obama administration encouraged banks to start doing business with state-licensed pot shops, even though they're still illegal under federal law. But the administration did not promise immunity to those banks. Financial industry officials said they doubted banks would actually deal with pot shops until federal law is changed. Colorado's legislative session wrapped up with a quiet final day on Wednesday as lawmakers put the finishing touches on several bills and gave tributes to outgoing members. As Benta Berkland reports, one of the least controversial measures passed after last-minute negotiations.
If approved, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment would spend 3 years examining oil and gas production along the Front Range and its effect on citizens.
This is about human beings.
Democratic Representative Joanne Janal of Fort Collins is the bill's main sponsor.
It's data collection of how communities' health is within certain counties that have had an increase in this particular industry.
The study would focus on Adams, Arapahoe, Boulder, Broomfield, Larimer, and Weld counties. A 19-member commission made up of physicians, people with advanced science degrees, and an individual from the environmental community and the oil and gas industry would advise the state. A non-voting group of 7 citizens would also be a part of the study group. Republican Representative Amy Stevens of Monument wants those citizens to also have science degrees.
I have a huge problem that, okay, you're not the voting members, but You're going to be engaged in this process and in this discussion. But we don't want you to have a science background, and we don't want you to have an advanced degree. We don't want people who may understand this industry. Oh, no, 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 no. Just come and tell us your story. Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous.
It's clearly an anti-fracking bill.
That's Republican Representative Ray Scott of Grand Junction. He worries any results from the commission could be skewed to hurt the energy industry across Colorado.
Once they make a conclusion here, what's to say that conclusion won't be then rubber stamped to Rio Blanco County, where there's a lot of activity, or to Garfield County, where there's a tremendous amount of activity.
But supporters, like Democratic House Majority Leader Dickey Lee Hollinghorst of Boulder, say it's simply a fact-finding proposal.
This bill is definitely a health bill. That's what it is. It's a health study. There's nothing in this bill that describes anti-fracking, and certainly that is impugning the motives of the sponsor and those who support the bill.
And sponsor Joanne Janal says she has no idea what the results of such a study would be.
I never came into this with any assumptions that we were going to find anything or not.
Republican Representative Jared Wright of Fruita, who was not seeking re-election, was the only GOP member to support the study. He says it's a good idea to have a peer-reviewed scientific examination to make sure Colorado is going down the right path.
We want to know that we're not just blindly going forward with technology, that we do it the right way. I believe it can be done the right way. And I don't have a doubt that it is being done the right way. I think the results of this study will be that our operators are doing their jobs and they're doing it in a careful way that we ask them to do it.
The bill now heads to the Senate, where it faces an uphill battle. Democrats only have a one-seat majority in that chamber, and it's not clear if they have the votes even within their party to pass the oil and gas health study. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Mesa County Sheriff is joining Governor Hickenlooper's administration as director of the Colorado Department of Public Safety. As the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports, Stan Hilke begins his new job on June 16th. Hilke is term limited and cannot run for re-election in Mesa County. Hilke has been working in law enforcement for nearly 30 years. He's been the sheriff of Mesa County since 2002 and was elected after working his way up through the ranks. Under Sheriff Rebecca Spice will fill in for Hilke until the Mesa County Commissioners can appoint a new sheriff to fill his term, which expires next January. Up next is Western Slope Skies from the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. This week, Saturn at opposition. Followed by Alan and the Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.